Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1837. Are you stuck in a dieting death spiral? Look for these warning signs by Crystal Cargis of crystalcargis.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hey there, welcome back to another weekend edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from some of the best blogs covering health, fitness, nutrition, and lots more, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. I'm going to keep this intro nice and short, so let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Are you stuck in a dieting death spiral? Look for these warning signs by Crystal Cargis of crystalcargis.com. A staggering number of individuals are dieting at any given time. Did you know that in the United States alone, over $40 billion is spent on diets and dieting products every year? This is comparable to the annual education budget spent by the U.S. federal government. Nearly 70% of those that identify as women, excluding those with actual eating disorders, are trying to lose weight. Research surveys have found that 3 out of 4 women have an unhealthy relationship with food or their bodies. What exactly is going on here? Dieting can so easily fall under the guise of being healthy, but when we take a closer look at all that dieting involves, can this really be true? The false promise of dieting. Especially during transitional and/or emotionally taxing times in a person's life, this could be pregnancy, postpartum, raising children, and so on, dieting can feel like a temporary solution, a tangible means of finding some sense of control in the midst of chaos. In a sea of nutrition overwhelm, following a diet can seem like a navigation tool that promises you will reach your destination. If you only cut out these foods and avoid these ingredients, you will find fill in the blanks. The reality is that diets are based on a false premise that reaching a certain weight or body size will lead us to a life of satisfaction. This is a lie that perpetuates the deadly diet cycle that countless individuals find themselves trapped in. It is not uncommon for someone to spend years of their life, time, effort, and even more money on failed diets, dieting products, weight loss supplements, and so on, all in the name of trying to be healthy or reach a desired weight. Sadly, these efforts are futile and only lead in a downward spiral to body dissatisfaction, self-hatred, low self-esteem, and an overall fear of food. For some, dieting can be a trigger that leads to the development of an eating disorder. Understanding the warning signs. If you have found yourself stuck in the vicious cycle of dieting, know that you are not alone. Awareness is the first step toward making any change, and understanding where you are can help you change courses on your life's journey. Look for these warning signs that might reveal if your diet is leading you into a death spiral. 1. You find yourself spending a considerable amount of time thinking about food, weight, and your body. 2. You weigh yourself frequently and/or worry about weight gain. 3. You feel guilty when you break your diet rules or aren't able to follow the plan. 4. You find yourself swinging between extremes of restricting and binging. 5. You feel out of control when you eat certain foods. 6. You feel anxious at social events or places where there are foods you're not supposed to eat. 7. You avoid social functions or gatherings because of food. 8. You find that pervasive thoughts about food and your body prevent you from enjoying what's meaningful in life, like relationships, hobbies, activities you love, and so on. 9. You may feel addicted to food. 10. You find yourself jumping between different diet fads. Or 11, you feel that by reaching your goal weight, things may feel easier in life. Dieting has become the socially acceptable norm in our society, but let's be real. Dieting is only preventing you from truly thriving in life. How many precious opportunities or moments you have lost because of time focused on dieting or striving toward an unmanageable way of eating? On the surface, dieting may feel like a solution to a problem, but what if there is truly nothing wrong with your body or your weight? Maybe the real problem lies in fear-mongering ways of diet culture, where we are constantly submerged in misleading information about food, along with the lie that we will only be happy once we reach a certain weight. Finding freedom from dieting. It's time you jumped off the dieting bandwagon and learned how to really live healthfully. No diet rules, no diet books, no dieting, period. Food and eating do not have to be a scary thing. Maybe you've been a chronic dieter because you don't know anything different. Or maybe you're afraid of food outside the parameters that a diet might give you. You don't need to sacrifice your well-being for dieting any longer. Especially if you're a caregiver, chronic dieting can negatively influence how your child perceives their own body and relationship with food. Get out of the dieting death spiral today and begin a journey toward body kindness, freedom with food, and the ability to enjoy the pleasurable aspect of eating again. You just listened to the post titled, "Are You Stuck in a Dieting Death Spiral? Look for These Warning Signs" by Crystal Cargis of crystalcargis.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Don't we often tell ourselves this? I know I've been guilty of it. When I become this, then I will be happy. I get it. I've done the same thing. But let's take weight loss as an example. What happens when you reach your weight loss goal? Will you be happy? Once you reach your weight loss goal, can you go back to eating all those foods you used to enjoy? I wish that was the case. To maintain that new body, you're going to have to maintain those new habits and that new diet. This is why we always talk about how these types of changes represent a lifestyle, not a race to the finish line, because technically there is no finish line. Once we reach our goal weight, we need to keep going. That's why it's important to think about this as a journey. Enjoy the journey. Enjoy the process whenever we can. Take the time to be amazed at how far you've come. Because when you do reach your weight loss goal, congratulate yourself, enjoy that moment, but that's really just the beginning of the journey. All right, that'll do it for me for today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being here every day. I hope you have a great rest of your day. And I'll see you back here tomorrow, as usual, where your optimal life awaits.